Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke in Geneva today following a first day of talks over what to do about Syria's chemical weapons.
Kerry said he's rejecting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's offer to begin submitting data on his chemical weapons arsenal a month after signing an international chemical weapons ban, a process that Lavrov called standard.
We believe there is nothing standard about this process at this moment because of the way the regime has behaved, because not only the existence of these weapons, but they have been used.
Kerry cautioned that a U.S. military strike could still come if Assad doesn't agree to dismantle the arsenal properly. The BBC's Imogen Fuchs is covering the story. She joins us on the line from Geneva. Imogen, how would you describe the tone of this first day of talks and the press conference that they just had?
Well, I think both men looked very serious. The body language between them was not bad, actually, although differences did emerge. But I think one thing we could take away from this is that they're clearly committed to a good 48 hours of talking here in Geneva. They are very serious about getting some kind of result. But as you hinted at there in your introduction, John Kerry has said that Syria's proposal that will take them 30 days to hand over information about their chemical weapons is just not good enough. He also publicly blamed the Syrian regime for the use of chemical weapons, with Sergei Lavrov standing by his side. Now, of course, the Russians have always said that it wasn't the government. They believe it was the rebels. The other thing John Kerry said was that the military option remains on the table. This is also something that Moscow doesn't really want to hear.
A story that has gotten a lot of attention here today is that President Vladimir Putin wrote this op-ed in the New York Times where he criticized the United States' position on Syria and even President Obama's speech the other night in Washington. Has that been talked about in Geneva today?
Everybody's talking about it. Everybody that I have met in Geneva, from the UN aid agency people to the journalists, have all read that op-ed. And I have to be honest with you that on this side of the Atlantic, what Vladimir Putin wrote is finding, some people are listening to it very welcomingly. That doesn't mean to say that people in Europe necessarily think that Vladimir Putin is the world's greatest diplomat, but I think there is the perception that at the moment the Russians are driving the foreign policy, whereas Washington and President Obama have been caught a little bit on the back foot.
And I know that the op-ed came up in the press conference right now.
Yes, it did. I think, Sergei Lavrov was bound to allude to it, and indeed he did. But and he was, in fact, allowed to speak first. Now, these are diplomatic signals you have to pay attention to at the start of talks like this. Russia's foreign minister spoke first, these opening statements. John Kerry, however, spoke for much longer and provided much more detail. He laid out, to a certain extent, Washington's position, some of its conditions. And I think that was the only point where Sergei Lavrov showed a little bit of disapproval, because when it seemed that the whole process was finished, Sergei Lavrov said, could I just say one more thing? And he spoke again in Russian, it was translated, and he said, we are not ready to lay out our conditions yet. Diplomacy often works best very quietly. And it was quite amusing that John Kerry said, could I have the last of that translation? He hadn't quite understood it. And Sergei Lavrov, who actually speaks very good English, said, it's all right, John. I didn't say anything that would be problematic for you, which elicited a laugh. And they laughed together and shook hands. And perhaps that is positive, that I think in private, these men do get along, although they have differences. And they are clearly very serious about trying to get a result here.
I know we have some sound of that. Let's listen.
Hello.
It was okay, John.
Yes, hello.
You want me to take your word for it? It's a little early for that.
Okay.
So, Imogen Fuchs, are we to expect some kind of an agreement by the end of the week, do you think?
Katie, I honestly can't tell you. As we have said in the course of this interview, there are some differences. I think both Sergei Lavrov and John Kerry clearly would love to see the conflict in Syria end. They would like at least to make some progress on the issue of chemical weapons. But these two countries' approach, how you get to a result like that, they come from very different ideological standpoints. The United States traditionally does believe in intervention, and Moscow traditionally absolutely does not. And that ideological baggage will come with them into the negotiating room.
The BBC's Imogen Fuchs speaking with us from Geneva, where this afternoon there was a press conference by Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who are holding talks there about Syria's chemical weapons. Imogen Fuchs, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.